Welcome back. Well, Aspen's agreed to sell its Japanese business to a division of Novartis in a bid to reduce its debt levels. The company's debt has been whittled down to nearly 40 billion rand from over 53 billion rand, while the sale to Novartis, which is still subject to approval, comes at a price tag of close to 7 billion rand. The company's CEO, Stephen Saad, joins us on the line now to discuss what the deal means for the company's commitment to having debt levels reduced from the 2020 financial year. Thanks so much, Stephen, for your time today. So like I say, you've decided to sell off your Japanese business for a total consideration of 6.58 billion rand. Right at the top, talk us through the rationale here. Why was this particular asset put on the chopping block?
We've been pretty clear in our presentations that we see, you know, we are going to invest where we have an ability to grow products. And when we look at the Japanese asset and many of our developed market assets, we don't see the same growth trajectory because we simply often don't have the size. So in Japan, although we perform very well, we don't have the necessary size. To be able to keep investing, we've got a great team of people who have done a great job. You know, it wasn't long ago this was simply a startup. Mm. So, I mean, it's quite amazing within 3 years, 4 years, this was the quality of the team there, but it was going to require extra investment and quite a strong pipeline, which I think we, you know, Sandoz collectively, you know, this doubles Sandoz's size in Japan, and so it made sense for them. From a broader Aspen perspective, you know, we are looking at other assets still. You know, but our focus is emerging markets.
Okay. Your subsidiary AGI, though, which is offloading the shares in the Japanese business, has also entered into a five-year agreement, you know, manufacturing and supply agreement with Sandoz. So what exactly does that entail?
I would say that if I were modeling this or looking at this, that profitability is negligible. Much of Japanese supply comes out of Japan. I would look, if you're looking to value, I would be looking at the sort of the EBITDA we sold and the value received.
Okay. So how much closer does this deal bring you now to your focus on core ambitions?
We're getting closer. I would think that, you know, no assets, as you've seen, are we giving no assets? There's no fire sale of any assets in Aspen. But in an ideal world, I would think we've divested of all the largest territories that we'd want to divest in total. But I would still think that the right thing for Aspen to do in Europe is to find a partner. And we're a long way down the line in that process as well.
How soon before we hear something rumbling on that front?
Hopefully not too long, Alicia. Hopefully not too far away. These are all very big transactions, and sometimes, you know, there's a lot of different geographies and lots of people impacted and affected. So they will take quite a bit of time. It's not, as you saw with the infant milk formulas as well, when you go across so many geographies, there's quite a lot of regulatory hoops to jump through. But I'm comfortable that we'll ultimately get there.
As you, focus on whittling away and focusing on your core business and put this focus on emerging markets, Stephen, are you still looking out for opportunities within the emerging market realm?
Absolutely. So, you know, business is really about deployment of capital. The one thing Aspen's never really done is issue equity. So we've tended to buy assets, and then out of the assets that we've bought, we've grown them, and then we've divested, whether it was South African Druggers nearly 20 years ago, Sigma in Australia. And this is the same process. You know, we had the milks, we had some assets in Australia, and now this. And so I think there's still a little way to go, but we certainly are looking, and there's certainly, you know, as we knock off that debt, we're in a good shape. You know, that debt, I think it peaked at about 53-odd billion. You know, we were competing with Eskom at one stage. So.
Maybe not as dire. Let's take a look at...
On a relative basis, we look pretty well. You look at it's 400 versus 50 and 400, you know, one little guy with the whole country.
Absolutely. But the fear, nevertheless, Stephen, was that, you know, you could breach those debt covenants. And that was, you know, what prompted a halving of your share price last year. But with your net debt now sitting at about 40 billion as of the end of June, where are you expecting that to sit come in December 2019?
Well, you know, when our year ends on June 20. So if you have a look, our cash flow over 20 odd years has been so strong. So So, you know, it's not impossible. And it depends what other transactions we do between now and June. But, you know, if you deduct this from, we had, I think, 38.9 or 39 billion at the year end. If you subtract this from there, you know, and together with our cash flows, you'll see we're in a pretty good space from a debt perspective. Bear in mind, we sort of make nearly a billion rand a month. So what's it, 11 billion a year. So it's, we're not in, we're in very, very comfortable space in terms of debt to EBITDA, but I think we'd still like to reduce it further from some of the assets we have to before we sort of can look more aggressively around acquisitive growth.
Stephen, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Stephen Saad, CEO of Aspen.